Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we are going back to some of the issues we were talking about. Wisco Paul brought up a lot of good ones. We can't get to all of them. One of them is the Senate race. Sarah Godlewski, state treasurer, strong candidate, just announced. Tom Nelson, strong candidate, Outagamie County executive, announced back in end of October, just before the November 3rd election. Alex Lazary, a strong candidate from Milwaukee. Alex was one of the people that was instrumental in getting the Democratic convention to Milwaukee. Worked closely with him. He was the finance chief of the effort. He's a vice president of the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks saved by Herb Cole back in the mid-1980s, who bought it so it wouldn't go to Seattle or somewhere else. And now a new group has bought it to keep it in Milwaukee. Alex Lazary is a big part of that. He's a vice president. So you have three strong candidates right now. Another one who's in the wings, I don't know if he'll run, Ron Kind, congressman from La Crosse, very effective congressman. I think he was on the Ways and Means Committee, one of the most important committees in Congress, considered a leader in Congress. He'd be a great senator too. So we will see what happens. And people are going to be assessing all of them. Right now, you know, the primary is in August of 2022. That's 16 months away. General election is in November of 22. It's 19 months away. Plenty of time. You're going to see people organizing, going around the state. And so I am keeping my powder dry. I want whoever is nominated to win. We need another Democratic vote. This is considered the most vulnerable Republican seat in the country. So vulnerable that Ron Johnson is considering not running. He's sniffing around. He wants to run. But he's getting a lot of pushback. People don't want him. He was so Trump, so full frontal Trump, 24/7 Trump, that he said, following Trump, he didn't trust the CIA and the FBI. Trump said, I don't trust the CIA and the FBI because they say there's Russian hacking. It was really Ukraine. That was baloney. It wasn't Ukraine. But Ron Johnson fell right in line, said he didn't trust the CIA and the FBI either. Bill Proxmire wouldn't have done that. Gaylor Nelson wouldn't have done that. Herb Cole wouldn't have done that. The point of the matter is, Fighting Bob La Follette wouldn't have done that. They were all senators. The point is, we've got a bad one. Out he goes. He's got to go. The Republicans are trying to gin up a guy named Gallagher out of Green Bay. Gallagher has a problem. He has two problems. One is, when it came time to a resolution to denounce QAnon, he said present. He didn't say he was for it or against it. He scurried for the cloakroom. He didn't want to offend QAnon. He didn't want to offend anybody else, so he voted present. He abstained. The other problem he has is that occasionally he hasn't gone full frontal Trump. For instance, the insurrection on January 6th, he asked Trump, he said Trump should try to stop it. For that, Trump hates him. Trump is a disturbed individual. Putting everything else aside, he's betrayed us to the Russians, divided us racially, but there is something wrong with him emotionally. And he turns on people, even people who voted with him, for him, doesn't matter. He will turn on anybody. He's turned on Gallagher. He's for Johnson. Called up Johnson, said, run, 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 run. Thought that was funny. So the Republicans are going to put up somebody who is either very tainted, like Johnson, or they'll put up somebody like Gallagher, who is a little too cagey, a little too trying to slip through the holes on either side. We don't need that in a senator. We need a Democratic senator. So stay tuned, stand by. Everybody's going to have preferences. If you have a preference among these candidates, call me up on the air. Give your reasons. I think that's great. I have friends who are backing all three. And very lucky to have three strong candidates like this. Well, Myanmar used to be Burma. Remember Burma? Burma Shave? No, it has nothing to do with Burma Shave. Changed the name to Myanmar. The military took it over. They threw the president in jail. China was behind it. Well, yesterday, you know, they've just been opening fire on protesters. Yesterday, they gunned down medical workers who were protesting. Medical workers, doctors and nurses. They shot them. Gunned them right down, shot them like dogs right in the street. Backed by China. You've got to understand something. As Chinese influence spreads around Asia, it's a cancer, it's communism, it's violence, and it's repression of democracy. They've also now outlawed, China has, opposition candidates in Hong Kong. Remember Hong Kong? Hong Kong is a British colony for 99 years. They made the mistake back in the 1890s. Well, 99 years is a long time. Then we'll turn over to China. Obviously, they're too weak and weird to take it, blah, blah, blah. Well, that was back then. That's not now. They have it, and they have simply swallowed it up into the Chinese maw, communist maw, and they have outlawed opposition candidates. They picked the candidates, fake election, kind of like what the Republicans and Trump would like to do in this country. We're not going to let them do it. But in Myanmar, I feel bad for them. How bad is this? Bunch of people in scrubs, nurses, doctors, and they gun them down. They gun them down. And this is with the support of China. We're going to the line. Slammer of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, Matt. I just wanted to throw a plug in for Tom Nelson. I only know him briefly from a meeting that I attended for the nurses over at the UW when they were doing their organizing effort at the Labor Temple. Somehow I managed to get his phone number, and I will tell you that he's very responsive. And I have to give him kudos for that. Politicians who are willing to listen to the interests of an individual, even if they're like-minded, are rather rare. I mean, they put themselves into a position where they're generally above you, and I don't see that with Tom Nelson. I hope what I saw, and I know that he's got political ambitions, and I definitely consider voting for him for state senator. Absolutely.
Thanks for calling. You know, I know Tom. I know all three of them, and I know Ron Kind. So Tom Nelson is an impressive guy. He used to be a state member of the assembly. He was our lieutenant governor nominee with Tom Barrett, mayor of Milwaukee, as our gubernatorial nominee when they ran against Walker. They didn't win, but, you know, they put up a good fight. And now Tom Nelson is the Outagamie County executive. So he's strong. And of course, we just had Wisco Paul in supporting Sarah Godlewski. And now Slammer supporting Tom Nelson. I'll tell you that I've gotten contacted by several people for Alex Lazary. One of them, Martha Love, and on the Democratic National Committee from Milwaukee, and another one, Bonnie Joseph, one of the most highly regarded and active members of the Democratic Party in Milwaukee County. So you have some very, very fine people behind all three of them. And Ryan Kind has been in the Congress for a long time and done a heck of a job, and he has a lot of support too. So, Slammer, thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. And anybody else who supports any of these candidates and wants to say why, love to hear it. Love to hear it. It's important race, most vulnerable Senate seat in the country. More vulnerable for the Republicans than Toomey's seat in Pennsylvania. Going back to the lines, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Hi. I'm supporting a female, and I'm over from Ron Kind's area. Ron Kind needs to run to keep his seat because that really bad boy that almost beat him in our area is running again, the one that was at the Capitol, but he went home, you know, when the riots started. We don't want him in there, and we don't want Gallagher. I don't know how close he is with the Koch brothers and the people that run our state, but we got to get all of the Koch brothers and ALEC influence to heck out of our state before we're going to have any sanity back in here. Matt, do you have a minute? I got to ask you something. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. I don't know if you've been following. I'm sorry I got up late. But when I get up, I turn you on right away. Fowler, the witness that testified in the trial in Minnesota yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you hear about him, or did you guys talk about it this morning?
We talked about one where the judge would not let into evidence the fact that he's being sued in Maryland.
Yes. Why can't, I mean, I know, can't he get something in where this guy has testified before, you know, the cover up for cops? Can they somehow get that in there?
Right. Yeah. No, we did discuss it, Gene. I'm going to give you the nickel version again. And here's the deal on that one. Judge has a hard job in any trial. He's supposed to follow the rules of evidence. The rules of evidence are that you let testimony, you know, like the prosecutor normally would say, hey, you're a lying bad guy. You lied in Maryland, didn't you, and all that. But there's certain rules you have to follow. You have to have a fair trial. And one of the rules is satisfied here. It can't be remote in time. You know, if it's 30 years ago, you don't let it in. But no, this was current. Second one is it has to be similar in kind to what's going on now. And that certainly passes that test. I gave an example earlier today that, you know, if you shoot a bunch of deer and sell them across state lines, that's a felony, believe it or not. If you sell it in Illinois, that's a violation of the Lacey Act and go to jail for 5 years. But, you know, nobody's going to let something like that in to try to tarnish you now. Here, however, the issue is, as I understand it, Gene, is this guy is a bad guy and a good prosecutor will pick him apart. But he's being sued in Maryland. If he had a criminal conviction in Maryland, if he had a conviction for perjury, that would absolutely come in a heartbeat and they wouldn't even call the guy. If he had a civil judgment against him that was reduced to judgment, docketed in court or docketed with the clerk, and then they were starting collection proceedings against them, they would argue that should get in. That's definitive. The other side might say, well, it's only civil, not criminal, and the judge has to make up his mind. But here, an ongoing lawsuit, if it has not yet been resolved, under the rules of evidence, theoretically anything could happen in that lawsuit, and you can't raise a lawsuit. You can say, have you lied before and that kind of thing. But the judge has found the rules of evidence. This judge is originally from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin guy. Listen, Gene, thanks for calling. I'm going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.